Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman, and today I have a very special guest with me in the studio, an incredible man named Trey Cruz, who I had the pleasure of meeting 10 years ago when he was quite young, and this beautiful spirit showed up at my door, and since then, I have been able to watch him progress and change and blossom into this amazing man that he is. So we're going to get right into it. I'm going to let you tell a little bit of your story.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, Elaine. It's truly an honor, especially to see you after a few years. Quite a while.
So Trey, as you can hear immediately, has a phenomenal voice. And it is this voice that has driven him to be in the career that he is in now as a recording artist, as a vocalist. And please tell us about that journey for yourself.
Yeah, so it actually started at about 13 years old when I met Pervis Jackson, the legendary bass singer of the Motown group, The Spinners. And I met him at the Michigan State Fair. And at that time, he was, to me, the best and always will be the best bass singer there was. And I emailed The Spinners website, basically, you know, saying how much of a fan I was and, you know, seeing if there was any advice or tips that he had for me. And a couple weeks afterwards, his wife, Claudrine Jackson, replied and was actually very surprised that such a young individual even knew who the Spinners were, let alone her husband, and had that much admiration for him. So she ended up setting a meeting up before and after the show. And I went backstage and had the honor of meeting Pervis and spending some time with him. And that actually just blossomed into a beautiful friendship up until he passed away a year afterwards. Mm. And that was what led me to actually come and see you for some advice on my spiritual journey. And so fast forward now, I've actually launched my first original album, which is called Love is True. And it features a song that his wife wrote as a poem over 30 years ago in her book, Let There Be Light. It's a poem called Almost. And very powerful story behind it, to give you the short version. There was a time when Pervis Jackson and his wife, Claudrine, were separated. And he surprised her with this song as kind of a way to woo her back, you know, after all those years of being out on the road. And it was never mastered or finished, and it just kind of sat on the shelf. And so I can remember going over to Claudrine's house, you know, and she showed me this. This was probably after a few years after Pervis passed. And, you know, really didn't think much of it at the time. And then back in 2016, when I met my godfather, Paris Delane, and he decided to take me under his wing and help me get my first original album going, it kind of dawned on me that if we were to take what Pervis started over 20 years ago with this song, add our voices on it and remaster it, we could also release this on my album as a tribute to Pervis Jackson.
That is so beautiful.
Yes.
And I'm sure his wife was just so touched by that.
Very, very. And she was very surprised as well, you know, because, like I said, this was something that truly, I don't think, to my knowledge, has been done before. I think the closest thing would be when Natalie King Cole resurrected that song with her father. But, you know, for a song that has never been released and features four generations of bass singers, including the current bass singer, The Spinners, Jesse Peck, it's truly a dream come true. And then to help raise funds for the Pervis Jackson Jr. Autism Foundation.
So we'll talk about the foundation a little bit later, but I'd love to hear your voice.
Yes.
So would you be willing to do a little acapella for us?
Most definitely. And I'm glad you said acapella, because with this album, all originals, but when I first initially came up with some of these songs, I always start doing them off a cappella. And then from there, we kind of added on the instruments. So this is a little taste of Show Me. Dim, dim, ba, dim, dim. Dim, 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 dim, dim. Oh, baby, when you look at me, I can feel all your fantasies. It's time to put a little trust in me. And let me show you what my love can be. Please forgive me, I'm a little shy. Wait a little and I'll let you inside. And if you want my love, you cannot hide. Show me, show me, show me. Show me what our love can be. Show me that it's just not a dream. Can we fulfill all our fantasies? Just show me, show me, show me.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I just, as we, before we started the show, I commented to you, what is really important to me and really important in what you're doing? And I have some ideas that just came into my mind as soon as I heard you speak or sing, excuse me, is you're really a sound healer. Have you ever heard of that term?
I think I have, and it was most likely from you.
So a sound healer literally uses their voice to change the environment. And so everything is a vibration. And so that your singing of love in particular is so important. But the resonance of the deep male voice and that solidity and the strength and the integrity of your voice, and mostly the trust that's there. So I really want you to know I felt that.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it.
That's really important.
And that was one of the most important things for me to convey on this album. It truly is, well, each and every song is truly a chapter out of my life, you know, that I wanted to express, you know, after going through quite a few interesting years, you know, being on the road and touring and everything like that. So with the 8 songs that are on the album, I truly do give it my whole heart and soul to try to convey a message that will uplift humanity and help inspire others.
Oh, thank you. So let's talk about those chapters. So again, my guest is Trey Cruz. And what's the name of your album and how can people reach it?
The name of the album is Love is True, which is available on my website, treycruz.com. And that is TRECRUZ.com.
Okay. So Trey, please tell us about some of these chapters. Tell us about what it took for you as a 13-year-old young man to know and then follow that dream, to know the dream and to follow the dream. And how were the twists and turns along the way?
So, you know, when I met Purvis, I was kind of at a crossroads. And, you know, I've had a lot of aspirations in my life, you know, from law enforcement and then the singing side of things. But I always knew I wanted to be a singer. And I specifically told him that night that my dream was to help bring back the good old sound of Motown, doo-wop, and especially bass singers back to the forefront. We've kind of lost those old deep crooners, you know, from the good old days, but now we can actually say that it's coming back. And talking about the chapters of my life, you know, I was on tour with a acapella group called Evoke, and we toured exclusively in the Dominican Republic, did some work for Disney Magic Cruise Line as well. And in that time, or in between gigs, you know, I was kind of going through some different personal things in my life, you know, relationships and, you know, that kind of started inspiring these stories of how I was feeling at the time. And, you know, I can remember at the time after I got home from touring, I was doing some private security, you know, in the Detroit area. And to be honest, that was kind of a low part in my life, not necessarily because of what I was doing, but what I came out of and a lot of the hurt and the pain I was feeling, it was time to start writing it down on paper. And I truly just let spirit and God work through me and trying to convey this message of, you know, not only forgiveness of love, but of redemption as well. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while, you know, but to go through the list of them, you know, the album starts with Give Me a Chance. And then we go into Love is True. We go to Show Me. One of my personal favorites, Grace of God, and that one really set home with me. And that was actually the first song that my godfather and I started working on, and to me that probably speaks volumes of my journey.
So tell us about your godfather. Is he a musician as well?
Yes. So Paris DeLaine, he is a legend in himself. If you've seen the movie The Green Mile,
yes.
Well, Michael Clark Duncan is actually Paris DeLaine's brother. They had the
really?
Same father, yes. And if you've seen them and looked at both of them, I mean, they sound and look Almost identical, but yes, they are brothers. And Paris Delane was actually with a band called Sonia Dada, which, if you haven't heard of the band, I know you know who the it would be the lead of the group, a man by the name of Dan Pritzker, who was actually an heir to the Hyatt Hotels. Mm-hmm. Dan Pritzker found my godfather and his two other brothers, Michael and Sam, in the subways of Chicago, actually, back when they were singing doo-wop. And
oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm, from there, he found these three amazing talents, and they formed a band called Sonia Dada, and they've toured extensively worldwide, you know, earning many platinum records. If you've heard the song Lover, Lover, You Don't Treat Me No Good, that's one of their biggest songs. And actually, he was just in a newly released movie called Bolden that basically depicts the story about one of the pioneers of jazz, Buddy Bolden. So that's a film directed by Dan Pritzker and starring my pops, Paris Delane.
So you had this incredible mentor, father figure, helping you, lovingly you, guiding you, pushing you.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, Paris has been a huge catalyst. You know, when we started working together just a couple of years ago, you know, it was really, you know, I was kind of set in old ways of, you know, how I was brought up singing and everything like that, you know, and for him, he really helped me get outside of the box and realize I was more capable of doing things I couldn't even imagine myself doing now. So, you know, I owe him a great credit. Also, his partner and my manager and dear friend and photographer, Lila Rivard, she's also helped co-produce this project, as well as the music videos and all the photography work you'll see.
I love the photographs.
Thank you. Well,
love the photographs.
Thanks to Lila for taking
care good of job
it.
Having a good team around you.
Most definitely. And their families. So.
And so what I think is so important, again, my guest is Trey Cruz. What is so important is to have a mentor. To have somebody that says, come here, little one, let me talk with you.
You know, and that's exactly what you helped me with. After Purvis passed, I mean, it was really devastating, you know, I mean, and I can remember my mom was the one who brought me to see you. And I can remember from our first conversation, you know, you told me that Purvis was still with me, you know, and that I was going to see and hear more of him down the road. And, you know, at the time, being probably, what, 14, 15, you know, I was always had a strong, you know, faith and, you know, in God. I give him all the glory for these gifts that I have today. But, you know, it really dawned on me that, yeah, you know, the Spirit does live on even after this. You know, we are all divinely connected. And to be honest with you, that's the only way to explain such a beautiful story as this, you know, is that the Spirit does live on and God truly does have a divine plan for us here and after.
Yeah, and we're part of that plan, and we have to recognize that, and when we don't fight it,
exactly,
then things start to unfold the way they should, the way they're meant to. Doesn't mean it's always easy, because sometimes we have to learn what choices we have made and how those choices have maybe not been in our best interest or the best interest of others. But when we can see that and forgive that, that's huge.
Most definitely.
That's huge. So the other thing that is really integral to who you are is your Native American heritage.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that, please?
So on my mom's side, her father is Menominee tribe from Wisconsin, Shawano County. And we actually were fortunate enough to attend our 53rd annual Menominee tribe powwow. And I actually asked my aunt for my Native name. And so there is a process that you have to go through, which yes. involves bringing tobacco as an offering to not only your elders of the tribe, so they can use that to meditate and, you know, find the meaning. So it's a very beautiful thing.
So what is your name, mate? Can you share that, or is that a private thing?
Actually, I'll be going back probably next year around Easter to finish the ceremony when they'll actually give me the name and the meaning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then we'll have to have you back, because I think that what is so important, I have my medicine. And I have my medicine name, which was given to me, or not given to me, but identified by an elder. And when you know your medicine, then it's an empowering awareness that it isn't, you're not in this alone. There is the animal kingdom. There is the medicine kingdom that is here to help you. And when someone knows your medicine, there's an obligation for them to help you in fulfilling what you're meant to do. So I appreciate that. And so we have lots to talk about in terms Most of definitely. Tobacco as a sacred herb.
Yes.
So so tell us a little bit more about these ups and downs. So as people are listening to this and maybe they have a dream, like you had a dream, what did you learn as you found these roadblocks, and how did you find a way to overcome them or circumvent them in some way?
So one of the biggest things I would tell people is really you have to have faith and you have to pay your dues, you know, and realizing that, you know, even some of the greatest talents, it wasn't an overnight success. You know, they've put in 10, 20, even more, you know, time behind the scenes, really perfecting their craft as a musician and a professional entertainer, you know, before the mainstream even, you know, catches sight of them. You know, so you see a lot of these backstories and whatnot. And, you know, it's the trials and tribulations for me. You know, my life hasn't really always consisted of singing. You know, currently I work at Huron Valley Guns, managing the range department, and we're helping, you know, teach people how to responsibly and safely, you know, not only protect themselves, use firearms, so on and so forth. So, you know, you'll see that there's a lot of, you know, different avenues that we take in order to make ends meet and still trying to reach the top. But I think for me, it was knowing that there was something in me that, you know, I have a story, and trying to heal and uplift humanity with it, with a positive message that speaks of love, you know, and like you said, trust. And those are words that are hard to come by, I think, today in mainstream music, you know. And so really just trying to stay true to myself, you know, despite the naysayers, you know. And I think it's the people that, you know, don't expect you to really put in the time and take it, you know, all the way and give it your all. You know, those are going to be the most surprised people in the end, you know, once they see the hard work paying off. And that's where I'm at.
Well,
right,
sometimes
now
there are those people that are secretly really rooting for you,
no,
even though they tell you you can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they're pushing you to do it.
Most definitely.
And then there's those that are afraid of doing it themselves that tell you you can't do it. So you have to learn how to read between the lines, literally.
Yes.
Is this person trying to encourage me or discourage me?
That's right.
So sometimes if we just have everything handed to us on a silver platter, it means little, if anything.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you were to walk into a studio with this beautiful baritone voice that you have, and everybody gathers around Trey Cruz, would it mean as much to you?
And I think one of the most important things that you told me a while ago was that you don't need to know everything right now. You know, there's people that out there, such as yourself, that do have such a tremendous gift, not only to help people, you know, look into their past and where they came from as far as their heritage, but to also take a look into the future, you know, because I think that humanity as a whole, we have more gifts than we realize in helping uplift one another on a spiritual level. I mean, we are really just in kind of a physical matrix, if you will, you know.
And, exactly.
And to kind of tie it into one of my songs, if you listen to Crusader, that's actually a story about, you know, my time when I was doing the security, you know, and kind of a character I created out of some circumstances that happened. And in one of the lyrics that I say is, you know, heaven and hell are on the same level. Listen, and I'll tell you why. And it really does, you know, ring home with me, because here we are, you know, on this plane of existence, but we don't realize that, you know, there are other, you know, frequencies that are amongst us, you know, that if we just take time mm-hmm. to be still, you know, especially just being out in the woods, you know, and just being still with Mother Nature, that she does speak to us and she
always
breathes life through us and with us, you know, that helps carry on the spirit of love and helps uplift humanity.
Exactly. So what I was talking about earlier, being a sound healer, means that you have the ability, because first of all, it's not just what you're singing. It is the resonance coming from your being, what you're thinking, the way that your intention, and so many people misunderstand intention. Sometimes people think it's what I want, you know, almost in a selfish way.
Exactly.
To intend something. No, this is what is best. What is the most benevolent thing that can happen to everyone? And we always learn or must learn to have it come from within us for ourselves first, because otherwise it's disingenuous.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, the universe, it has natural laws. And when you are coming from a place of love and light, it doesn't matter what obstacles that stand in your way. The universe will provide that for you. God will provide that for you, like you said. If it's meant to be and your intentions are pure, anything is possible. Anything.
That's right. And sometimes we have to be put in circumstances, not just for ourselves, but so that others can see, wow, look at this guy. He's come from basically the same environment I have, and he believes in himself because he's choosing not to be angry. He's choosing not to say, well, this happened to me or that happened to me, you know? And it's interesting. I never forget the time you walked into my office and you had your uniform on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, who is this guy? It was almost like a character.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because it was another aspect of yourself, you know, and we, you know, we see someone in a law enforcement uniform and we shouldn't just see those who are using power, but those who are using wisdom.
Exactly.
And that uniform is a symbol of I am here.
That's right.
It should be a symbol of I am safe.
Not you should be afraid.
Come to me. I am here to help you.
Exactly.
So, and that is true when someone hears your voice. You know, I am here to help you. You're using that deep resonance, you know, that is so profound that I couldn't possibly make with all my effort.
Thank you.
But I sure love listening to it. So what was it like creating an album?
It was quite the experience. Very, very, you know, detailed process. You know, I think when we started, actually, Grace of God was the first one we worked on. And I can remember my pops, you know, saying that, you know, just trust me. It's going to sound different than what you envision, but, you know, I promise it's going to be a hit. And, you know, I trusted my pops from the beginning. And really, he was working me outside of my comfort zone, you know, and showing me how you can bring so many elements into one song, you know, that really pays homage, you know, to so many different types of music that you can't put my or our album into a box or a category. I mean, of course, you know, labels will say, all right, this is more R&B soul, but, you know, really it was studying other art forms in order to make a beautiful eclectic piece of work. So we spent a lot of late nights in the studio, you know, putting parts down. And like I said, Paris Delane, he is an absolute genius because all the instruments, all of the backup accompaniment you're going to hear, he did it.
Wow.
I mean, he's truly a one-man army working at the speed of light. And so it's truly incredible to see just what one man was able to do.
So speaking about army, tell me about the work that you're doing to help educate people about autism.
So after Purvis died, it was always in his wishes that he wanted to start an autism foundation. Claudrine Jackson and Purvis Jackson have an autistic son, PJ Jr., Purvis Jackson Jr. And so the foundation was created. And since then, we have actually had a couple $20,000 reunions as fundraisers for the Autism Foundation, amongst other fundraisers. But with the Purvis Jackson Jr. Autism Foundation, it's not just for families in Detroit. It's actually on a national level. Basically, any families that are in need of help and assistance can reach out to the organization, and you can go to my website to get that link as well.
And that's Trey Cruz, TreCruz.com.
Yes, ma'am. And we're there to help. Claudrine Jackson personally answers all letters sent to the foundation. And like I said, when you purchase your copy of the album, whether it's a single or the full album, you will be directly contributing to the Autism Foundation.
Oh, that's beautiful. So that what is so important is so many people as artists, they have their own story, like the sadness and the joys and the triumphs of having a child with a limitation that has no limits.
Exactly.
You know, one of my nephews is disabled, and he's really not disabled. My sister's tab on the back of her car says able kid, not disabled kid, but able kid.
Exactly.
You know, so we have to learn to look at all of the gifts that are obvious and some that are not so obvious. And so thank you for doing that. I think that's really beautiful. Where do you go from here, Trey?
Well, the sky's the limit. And now that the album's finished, it's one of those things, we put it out in the universe, and the universe will respond. I have total faith in that. But we're actually going to be planning an album release party, which will also serve as a fundraiser. So the details about
that will be... Please send me information.
Most definitely. We're just getting all those details worked out. But there's still more music to come. Actually, I've got a couple other projects in the works that will also still feature the late, great Purvis Jackson, amongst some other artists as well. So,
well, wonderful. I'm so proud of you, and I can't wait to see you continue to blossom.
Thank you so much.
And continue to be the incredible young man that you are.
Well,
and I hope to see you as an old man someday, because that means I'll be a really old woman.
Well, you keep getting younger and younger every time I see you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, this is Elaine Grohman for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. And please check out my sweet guest, Trey Cruz. TreyCruz.com, TreCruz.com, and listen to his music. And believe in the power of your dreams. They are real and they are attainable. Thank you.